Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We're at Father Merck High School. I call it Merck. I know it's Father Patrick Merkerty,
but we just call
when
it
I went here, it was Merck.
Yeah.
So we are here promoting Santa's Anonymous. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, I am Sydney Berry, and I am an assistant head leader with Santa's Anonymous.
And what grade are you in, Sydney Berry?
Grade 11.
Grade 11. So how long have you been involved with Santa's Anonymous?
Well, I started in grade 7 with Baseball Academy. We always help out with it, but this is my first year in the big stuff.
Okay, and why have you chosen to get involved with Santa's Anonymous?
When my dad went to Merck, he was a part of it.
Okay.
So it's a big thing in our family.
Okay.
So I wanted to continue the legacy, you could say.
Yeah, who's your dad?
Dion Berry.
I wonder if I know who your dad is. What, do you know what year he graduated? No, you probably don't.
No,
so I wouldn't
90-something.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so he was involved.
Yeah.
And so is that why you picked Merck? Like, because your dad went here, or how did that all work out?
Because of Baseball Academy.
Okay.
Baseball is a big part of my life, so it's a big sports school, too, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Came here.
Okay, see? Tanner, you played baseball. You could have come. You could have went to Father Merck.
I hyperextended my knee. I was done playing baseball.
Yeah, fair enough. What's your position that you play in baseball?
I am a second baseman, and I pitch.
Okay. Scary?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My little sister got a softball.
Yeah.
Right, destroyed her face.
Mm-hmm.
She looks beautiful now. Alicia, you look beautiful. But there was like, there's some plastic surgery.
You
that
haven't
down.
Played baseball unless you got a ball to the face.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I got a ball to the face.
And so are you hoping to play outside of high school?
Yes, hopefully. If it's hard for girls because baseball is usually boys.
Right.
But I could go and play softball in college.
Okay.
Which is, they're two different things, but it's still kind of the same aspect.
That's right. That's right. Where would you do that? Is that something
you
could be, what was that? I missed it.
Baseball's better.
Baseball's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Where, is that something you can do in Canada, or do you have to go to the States for that?
It's not really as big in Canada as it is in the States.
Right.
But it probably could happen in Canada, but most likely the States.
Okay. Now, in town with the academy, are you playing primarily in just Fort McMurray? Are you guys traveling for your games as well?
We traveled to Spruce Grove a couple weeks ago for games, and in March we are going to Florida. For a full week.
Like, is this a training camp? Is this a tournament?
Yeah, it's like training. We get to go see like spring training games, the facilities. We get to play games against other Canadian high schools.
Okay. So. Spring training games, like MLB team, like the Marlins or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Stuff like that,
the Rays, probably.
Probably the Rays,
wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you ever been to an MLB game?
I have never been to the States.
No?
No.
Oh,
I've never
wow.
been out of Canada, so.
So it's going to be fun?
It's, yes.
What time of year are you going?
Around March.
Okay, so it will be cold here. You'll get some sun.
Yep.
That's nice. That's nice. Now, is your team right now, tell the truth, are you guys competitive or are you guys just like, you know, whatever?
I mean, we're all competitive with each other, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a lot of the, you've been playing on the academy since you came
here. Since grade 7, yeah.
Do you find like that has been like the rest of your team they started, or is it like people join as the years go on?
Yeah, in grade 7 it was like, oh, Baseball Academy is so cool. And then once you get to high school, it's like the main people who want to play.
That's right.
And they're playing it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It changed over the years, but I've played with the same boys for like 10 years. So it's been same people.
All right. I'm going to get you to elaborate on that in a second. But before, we got to throw it to an ad. from Carrie Patchouli Rose. Carrie, what you got to say to us?
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue, and come check out all the other local vendors.
And we're back. Thank you very much, Carrie. All right, so the academy is a mixed academy, boys and girls.
Yeah, it can be both, but I'm the only girl in high school academy.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy to me. Congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you.
So, like, do you feel that playing with the boys all the time has increased your skill level?
Yeah, because I've definitely been more competitive since I'm the only girl. I want to be better than all the boys.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's been...
And are you better than some of the boys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
That's awesome. So when you guys play against other teams, you're like, it's a mix. You're allowed to play in all of the different games.
Yep.
How do you feel the other teams feel about that when you show up to a game and they know you're there?
Some of them have girls that also play too.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, wow. But sometimes they're like, wow, that's a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's... Because I play for Team Alberta also, so it's an all-girls team.
Right.
We do that during the summer, so it's
yeah.
It's way better with all the girls.
Yeah. So your skill level is just, like, top-notch.
Yeah.
So you must be surprising some dudes, and like, oh, maybe it's a girl. They're like, no,
yeah.
She can play.
They're like, oh, it's a girl. It's going to be easy. And then
yeah.
I'd show them what I can do, and
that's awesome.
Different.
That's fantastic. I love it. So what about baseball, that sport, attracted you from the get-go?
Well, my parents put me in softball when I was younger.
Okay.
And then they put me into baseball, and ever since I've been in it, I've loved it, and I haven't wanted to switch out of anything.
Okay.
So it's always been baseball from the start.
Do you play any other sports in, like, the off season to, like, keep you,
yeah.
you know, healthy?
I play hockey.
Okay.
And I also play basketball.
Okay. What positions in both?
I'm a center in hockey,
okay.
And I'm the point guard in basketball.
Okay. Do you play high school basketball?
Yeah.
How are you guys looking for that?
We haven't started yet, but it should start, like, because it's November, so pretty soon.
Have you always played, or will this be your first year?
Always played.
How did you do last year?
We didn't do very good.
No.
But it was a fun first year, which was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Father Merck, as far as there's only used to be three. I think there's five high schools now.
Yeah.
How do you guys, like, line up in the five?
We're kind of in the middle. We're okay. Not up there, and we're not down there. We're just, like, right in the middle.
Who's number one?
McTavish.
McTavish. See, I don't even know that as a school. That's the one in Kimberley?
Yeah. They've okay. always been good now.
Okay. How's comp? Tanner went to comp.
They don't really have a team. Yeah. They
never have a team.
Really?
Yeah, if they have a team, it's trash.
And they join with schools. So this year comp is going with McTavish.
Oh, that's why. Like, listen, you get a few comp bangers out there. No wonder McTavish.
My graduating class, Elliot, had, like, I don't know, 50 kids in it.
Really? Yeah. Not enough to make a team.
Not a lot.
Oh, wow. But if you got, like...
Comp is like a last chance school.
Yeah.
You don't play sports down there.
Yeah.
We play games. You don't play sports.
There you go. Big shout out to comp, though. All right. So... You're in grade 11, you said?
Yeah.
So I know this is an unfair question to ask, but the other students that we've talked to today had answers, so I'm going to ask it of you. Do you have any idea of what you want to do after you graduate?
I do.
Okay, geez, this is crazy. Like, I had no idea when I was, like, even in grade 12.
I don't know what I want to do now.
That's right.
I want to be in the paramedic firefighting field.
Okay, cool. Do you plan to do that here in town, or do you think you want to spread your wings and leave Fort Mac?
It's kind of a hard thing to find a job for,
mm-hmm.
So hopefully here, but if not, then I'll find somewhere else.
Site's your friend.
Yeah, site's your friend. Yeah, definitely.
The firefighting gigs out at site are mint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My uncle did that. Uncle Harold, big shout out.
Yeah.
And the mine rescue teams that you can get out at site as well.
Yeah.
What are the municipal? I have lots of friends who... did their firefighter EMT here in town and work for the municipality.
Yeah.
So there are definitely opportunities.
Definitely.
So in regards to Santa's Anonymous, what event are you most excited about?
Oh, probably the teddy bear toss.
Okay.
Because it's fun. I love hockey.
Yeah.
And I love stuff for good cause. So it'll be a good thing to go watch.
There you go. Awesome. Well, listen, Tanner just gave me the sign. The interviews are a little bit shorter because I know you guys have class. So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So I have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I have no idea.
Could be anything.
Nothing.
Shout out anything. It could be your mom, dad, car, teacher, Santa's Anonymous. We've had some pretty weird shout outs. So
oh, really?
there's no wrong answer.
Okay. That's a hard one. It's like...
I don't know.
Well, that's probably shout out to my mom and dad for being good parents for me.
There you go. That's an awesome shout out. Well, listen, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in. Once again, big shout out to our sponsors, Noral Toyota and Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you very much, Father Merck, for having us here today. And hey, get involved in Santa's Anonymous. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.